From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. Kerry to visit Britain in post-Brexit turmoil. Aftershocks from Britain's stunning decision to leave the European Union continued today as the country's politics and its relations with the world plunged into deeper uncertainty. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute. Kerry plans to meet with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and other officials as part of a process of maintaining ties with Washington's top ally in a new era when Britain is less engaged with Europe. Foreign ministers of the European Union's six founding members, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, met in Berlin to formulate a response to the vote in Britain to leave the EU. While European integration has taken a blow, the EU's core members insist it will not be fatal. Frank-Walter Steimer is a German foreign minister. He speaks through an interpreter.
We want to have the opportunity now to take care of Europe and its future. That means, after the decision Great Britain made, negotiations on a British exit or Brexit should begin as soon as possible.
Iraqi forces have liberated the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military operation to seize control, according to a senior Iraqi official. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab Al-Sa'adi said today Fallujah is now fully liberated after Iraqi forces took control of the Julian neighborhood, the last area of the city still held by IS. People have been pouring out of Fallujah in recent days as the fighting raged. Many of them were living in the open because refugee camps are full. From Washington, this is VOA News.